Welcome back. It is The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck. ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. We're brought to you by Dan Cummins of Paris, Georgetown. It's funky and it is Friday.
I'm playing the bass.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it.
Sean's playing the organ.
Yeah, that's right.
Or synthesizer.
No, both. I got both. Two.
Oh, okay.
That means I'm on
this
Vokes.
Is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let's go.
No, this particular song is very appropriate now.
No, I mean, I saved this all day just for
just because Jay Williams is joining us. This is awesome. He's kind of a rubber band.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, him and Stacey Augmon.
Yeah. I compare him to Stacey Augmon all the time.
Same player, basically.
Joining us now, as we've been talking about for a couple hours now, is somebody. I always say this, but it's how I feel. He's like a son to me. I first met him not at Duke when I was at Duke. I met him in 1999 at the Final Four in St. Petersburg. I'm not sure he remembers that. And you all know him. You were hungover or I was?
Well, we both were.
Oh, okay.
That's what made the experience even better.
Oh, okay. Jay Williams, Jason Williams. I am not calling you Jay. I never have, and I never will. So take that. Joining us now. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
I gotta be honest. Not too many times in my life, close to 40 years of existence. September 10th, by the way, Matt.
Okay.
I never really heard my name in the same sentence with Stacey Augmon. So there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, there you go.
That's beautiful.
Was that a compliment? I'm not really sure. Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it was, actually, because, I mean, you were way better than Stacey Augmon, but the whole rubber band thing.
It would have been nice if you had led with that. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay, sorry. We don't think sometimes here. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us because you're like James Brown. You're like the hardest working guy in show business. I mean, you are on the air or a podcast or a radio show all the time. From the time I get up about 5:30 in the morning, and so I watch you in the morning, and then I turn on Get Up, and there you are on Get Up, and then I turn you on SportsCenter, and there you are. So thank you for joining us.
Well, you're family, man. And I'm in the car on my way back to the studio because we have the Clippers versus Mavericks tonight. So it never really – that's the one thing I'm learning about sports, Matt. You know, before, if you're like, oh, sports is great. It's a way for me to kind of like just get away. And for me, it's almost the opposite. I'm like, when will sports stop? Please.
Yeah.
And it's like, let me talk about something other than whether, you know, I don't know, the Cleveland Browns are going to win the Super Bowl, or it is a dream, though. I'm not knocking it, but still, after a while.
I know.
Only so many guys can stop you at dinner. Like, so what do you think about the Washington football team? I'm at dinner with my wife, to be honest.
This is the one time I want to be able to get away from that. Yeah. So with that, is it kind of one of those things where when you're driving, this is that moment when you're driving in the car where you're like, okay, it's fine, it's all right, it's a dream. But when do we have that week and a half period where there's no sports at all?
Do you have that anymore?
Yeah, is there, and especially now because you have the morning show, so it's all sports all the time. It's not just centered right around basketball.
I mean, we did just off about 8 months last year where there wasn't much.
Yeah, the KBO, yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the there wasn't much. I mean, so you guys know this because you guys have your show. It's like, yeah, there wasn't a lot, but you still have to make up programming. Mm-hmm. It's not like we had to stop doing content. So I'm like, you know, every day during the pandemic, I'm like, I can't have any more hypothetical debates about what if. I'm like, I don't know what if. Like, where are the details? I can't figure this out. You know, the only difficult part about it is every day, you know, and look, and working 7 days a week over the last 3 weeks is a little bit crazy, but, you know, we all have to do what we have to do. I'm not complaining about it. It's just the bandwidth. So I wake up every day at 2:15, 2:30 a.m. in the morning. You know, I do my reading in bed for like 45 minutes. I try to watch a lot of the games that I wasn't able to watch the night before via YouTube, read about it. If there are specific plays that happened that were big plays, if I read about it from the beat writers, I go back, I revisit those specific moments. And then, you know, I'm in the car around 4 a.m. and I get to work at 5. We have our pre-production meeting from 5:05 until 5:50. We do our show from 6 until 10. Then I go and I do first take. I get in the car. I come back home. My wife hands me my 7-week-year-old son and says, "Here you go." And then I turn around and I come back in when we do NBA Countdown, which, you know, has been every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
yeah.
And that's typically rough because then that goes until 1 a.m. or so. So, you know, it is what it is. I have no idea what I'm talking about half the time.
Well, join the club. How far do you live from work?
I'm like an hour. So, you know, communications, it always works out this way, Matt. You appreciate this. They told me that our show was going to be in Bristol. So I'm like, great. We were in Brooklyn during, you know, the pandemic, which was crazy. My daughter Amelia caught COVID before COVID was even a thing, which freaked us out. They diagnosed her with RSV, then pneumonia. She was a year old.
I remember.
I got really sick. So we got the hell out of Brooklyn for a minute. Went up to a small town in Connecticut and loved it. And then they're like, "Hey, by the way, our show is launching in New York." I'm like, "Oh, great. I just left New York. Perfect. That worked out really well for me."
Love that.
So that'd be.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yep. All right. Although this is great and I would like to just talk about this, there's a couple things we probably should talk about.
Of course. Here we go.
My first year behind the bench at Duke was your first year. And it was a pretty amazing 10 years for me. It was a lot shorter time for you. But yesterday, I think many of us, maybe not so many people here in Lexington, but many people around the country watched Coach K talk about leaving at the end of this year. And I just really wanted people to hear. I'm pretty sure I know how you feel, but I think it's good for our listeners to hear you talk about this man that I love as much as anybody in my world.
Yeah, Matt. So, you know, first off, to all Kentucky fans, I hope they will recognize, you know, I'm about people. Like, John Calipari is my boy. Like, he is like family to me. I mean, we are extremely close and extremely tight. I've been so tight with so many Kentucky players. I could give a damn, you know, what team you play for. If you're a good person,
yep,
and if you want to do good in this world, like, I love that about people. So hopefully I can give some context to how I roll with the people I have in my life. Yesterday was a shocker for me. I had heard rumblings a little bit before, but, you know, you and I both know, Coach Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would be having, to be very candid with you, the opposite problem, potentially, where it was going to get bad to a point where it's like, who's going to talk to this guy about potentially leaving?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Because if you know anything about him, I mean, the two things he loves more than anything in the world, doesn't have hobbies, I mean, other than drinking wine, which is incredible that I picked up on that as a kid.
Yeah.
Great hobby, by the way. is Mickey and his family, his wife and his kids and his grandkids, and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So I think I was a little bit taken aback by the fact that it seemed like he had been pondering this for a minute and that it was just so abrupt. Like, "Oh, Coach K's retiring. This is his last year." And I'm like, "What the hell? What do you mean?" Because his ability to touch my life has changed me, Matt. Like, you know, when I was younger, I got caught in the fast pace of, look, I talked to, like, guys like John Wall, or, you know, like, that NBA life, man, it could change you. People move really fast. You make a lot of money. You've never had money. You have friends that, some friends are your really good friends. Some friends, you know, also want to take advantage, not in a malicious way, but if you give them something, they will not say no. You don't know where to find love. That's a completely different story. So you go into that world, like, I lied a lot. Like, I couldn't say no to people. So I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do that," and then not do it because I was very isolated. I was very away. And Kay was always that person that said, "What are you doing to reel me back in?" And then when I obviously went through my accident, that just changed everything in my life.
Yeah.
You know, he was, Coach K, my mom, and my dad, when I opened my eyes, were by my bedside. And Coach K was praying over me me with his rosary.
Yeah.
He gave me his rosary.
Yeah.
That was his mom's rosary that I still have to this day. And so, you know, when you go through something like that, all this stuff that we talk about, basketball, and he should have made the shot, or he should have taken the shot, or he should have called the timeout. All these minute things that we exacerbate are made to be felt like they're so much bigger because they're so important as a fanatic, as a fan.
Right.
Just become mindless stuff to me because that is what my relationship is with him.
Yeah.
And that's how it got me. Like, I'm not here that for my life. I've had so many real conversations. I don't have that with people like that. That's what he means to me, and I know that's what he means to other people too because he touched a lot of people.
That's what he means to me. I mean, that's what he's always meant to me. And I've always said people have, and they never will, have any idea about the things he does because he keeps, that stuff is all private to him.
Exactly.
But we know what those things are like. All right. I think, and we got about 4 minutes left, I think it's a great thing. I think that as he does with everything, he has laid this out in a military way, as he talked about yesterday, and that he's going to have this year, the games, the season. He will work harder than anybody because we know that's how he is. And then when that's over, then he'll take the time and he'll still be involved with basketball, with Duke, with all this stuff. But this will not change anything about him during the season. And I think this is a great way for him to go out, personally.
Look, I mean, we could be talking about in, you know, 6 or 7 months from now that Coach K could be on the verge of competing for a sixth national championship because he has a really good team this year. And that's a scary thing. It could be, you know, Matthew, the way Shane Battier kind of rode off into the sunset, you know, being National Player of the Year, winning a national championship, like, I wouldn't put that past a guy like Coach K that put Shane in that position to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, like, John Shire is one of the best people around the organization. He is a very smart individual, and I couldn't be happier.
I agree. I think we might have lost. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, we can hear you now.
I was just curious before you move on. You ever have any inclination?
Matt, don't kick me up on one segment. I got time here. I'm in the car. You want to do a second segment? I'm here.
Okay. Well, that's great. Except we're up against the top of the hour here. Have you ever listened to a radio show before?
I mean, you didn't give me the count. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Watch. We've
got to come. I was just wondering if he has any inclination to get into coaching.
Oh, well. Oh, now this. Hey, Jay. This is great. I mean, Jason. So yesterday, when we texted yesterday, he actually said to me, "If it doesn't work out with John Shire,
Matt, really?
Yeah.
What you're gonna do? You're gonna put me on Front Street like this?
Yeah. I'm just telling you. He said that he would go. He would try to be the coach at Duke. And I said, I'm leaving here. I want to be your assistant coach, right?
Look, political pressure. I first and foremost want John Shire to win.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. We're just kidding around.
I want him to win. No, but I got to tell you real quick. I know you have a hard out in 2 minutes. Radio talk hard out.
Good.
I've been around basketball and I study basketball every single day. I do find myself thinking that I want to do that more and more. I love media. I love what I do. But having a chance to be around young kids and mold lives the way that my life was molded.
Yeah.
It's really speaking to my spirit more than ever before. So we'll see where that takes me.
That is so cool. And wherever you, in however long it is, when you decide to do that, I will stop whatever I'm doing and come be an assistant for you.
I mean, Lexington. I mean,
oh, or Lexington, you could come here, wherever.
Yeah, you know, Cal's not going to coach forever.
Yeah. Oh no, now we're talking.
Yeah, bringing a
here we go.
Bringing a Duke grad to take over the UK program.
That'll be awesome. Hey, we all bleed blue.
That's right.
Just there you slightly go. Different.
And
shades.
By the way, I'm sure you know this, but who's Duke's first game on his farewell tour next year? Who's it against?
I'm sure it's Kentucky.
It is Kentucky in the Garden.
Champions Classic. Yeah.
That's right.
I'll be there. Well, I'll be there. Oh, nothing like seeing a good John Calipari, Coach K battle.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite people, and I'll just be in between serving as a referee.
Great. Perfect. All right. I love you so much. You're,
love you too,
you
man.
Know, I'll talk to you. And okay, brother. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
Jason Williams.
Jason. That's a great way to end.
Yeah, you'll be getting a call later. What are you doing, man?
Well, I thought, no, so the talk, you were going to be the head coach, and he would be your assistant.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's what the talk was. Yeah. Clearly.
All right. Stick around. 7:45. Reds are going to beat the Cardinals again, just like they did yesterday. Have a great weekend. Backspin Golf, Sunday morning, 8:03, followed by The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, and then The Angelo Show. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. It's ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.